The plan is similar to the one the legislature passed and Governor Jim Doyle vetoed last year. It would require people to show a driver's license or state photo ID at a polling place to vote. Absentee voters would have to mail in a photocopy of their ID. Sheboygan Senator Joe Lybum says an ongoing investigation of possible voter fraud in Milwaukee only highlights the need for a photo ID system. He says the allegedly invalid votes cast there may have canceled out the votes of many smaller communities.
That's an injustice to the citizens that I represent. It's an injustice to the individuals across the state that are simply trying to participate in a legitimate voting process here in the state of Wisconsin.
But Madison Democratic Assemblyman Joe Parisi says the proposal would wrongly punish voters who haven't done anything wrong. The former Dane County clerk says Wisconsin enjoys high turnout for elections because it's easy to vote here. He says requiring a state ID card at polling places would change that for select groups of people.
What you're going to see if this happens is you're going to see fewer senior citizens, you're going to see fewer poor people voting, and you're going to see a total disenfranchisement of homeless people. And yes, that might not be a huge number of people, but these people are citizens of this state just like you and me, and they deserve the opportunity to vote.
The proposal would also end the practice of vouching at polling places, where one person can verify another's address. Republicans say they plan to move the measure quickly. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.